Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Small Business of the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeff is a 16-year member. No, not 16. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21-year member of our brain trust. How about that, folks? 21. He joined us when he was 65, and now he's just, you know, moving off into octogenarian world. No, he's a lot younger than that. He's our good friend, folks. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the award. He's the author of three books on being home-based. He was home-based before he was cool. He makes it look good. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. And, yeah, it's 21 years. I have it in my calendar, just as a reminder.
I know.
Crack a bottle of wine, and I whine about where have the years gone, and so here we are.
we keep up with stuff like this. We have your on-base percentage, your ERA, and your base on balls. We have all that stuff. Hey, Jeffrey.
And you haven't traded me yet, huh? You've been wowed by my stats.
We're about to put you on waivers, though. Hey, Jeffrey, you and I have been talking about teleworking. One thing about a topic – if you talk about it long enough, eventually you'll be right, like a broken clock, right? It's correct two times a day. At least, exactly. So you and I both knew that if we kept talking about teleworking long enough, we'd finally be right about it. And I think we've come to that point now. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, we've been talking about telework since the days when, you know, it started with the home officing concept, and someone like myself and you way back when.
I was a teleworker in the 70s.
Yeah, we were pariahs way back then, you know, couldn't hold a normal job, didn't want you around the office, you know, that blasting game in the office, DeBar, what's he doing here?
They were social distancing from us in those days.
There you go, exactly. So they, and now, you know, 20 years since we've been talking about it, even more than that, I mean, started writing and talking about telework and home officing back in the mid-90s when I started writing about it, even though it predates that. Now it's been an accepted phenomenon. And now it's an accepted phenomenon, by demand and by need.
Yeah.
But because of coronavirus. But what we're seeing now is that companies, how quickly they've adapted. And it's no longer my people work from home or my people telework. I mean, some are still caught up in it. They're saying my people work.
I've interviewed a number of people who have multiple offices and anywhere from dozens to hundreds of employees. I've interviewed several of those over the last 2 months. I haven't had one of them to tell me that their people weren't at least as, if not more, productive. And then most of them are saying, tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent.
Yeah, I think like we've spoke about this. I think last time we talked, I'd hate to be a commercial real estate, either a landlord, a property owner, or a broker. Because, I mean, certainly there's still going to be a need. And so we're not going to see, you know, Manhattan go dark with people moving out, moving into the suburbs or moving home.
What about the people, though? Because, see, one of the best employees I ever had in my career needed to move to another city an hour away. And I didn't want to lose her. And so I it was my idea. I almost forced her to become a teleworker. I wouldn't let her go. And she's the best employee I ever had, probably, and it didn't work out. And it wasn't her fault, really. I think we were just ahead of our time. But my point is, what do employees need to do? Because this, we don't need to assume that every employee is going to love this.
Well, and we've spoken about this a bunch of times, and one of the key, you know, the key concepts or precepts. Or ground rules, almost the fundamental ground rule going into telework is it has to be voluntary. You know, Susie has to want to telework and Jim has to, as the employer has to want to let her. Both of you might say, well, I don't really want to do it, but I'm game to give it a shot. You know, if they're going in with a totally dour attitude, I don't want to do this, from either side, then, you know, you're almost destined for failure, even though it can still succeed. Nobody wanted to do it here, but we really didn't have a choice.
Right.
But, you know, the employee has to want to do it and has to have the mindset to make it happen. And the employer has to be prepared to say, okay, I'm going to, whether I underwrite, you know, purchase of a desk, purchase of a laptop, purchase of higher speed, you know, payment of higher, mm-hmm. for higher speed internet in order to make his or her job work remotely. You know, they have to be willing to make those sacrifices, those trade-offs.
But that's one, isn't that one of the things they need to tell their bosses, though, when the boss says, okay, you know, let's work from home. They need to say, okay, boss, look, I don't really have a good place. Right. I don't have good furniture for this. I can't be organized. With what I have now, with what I can afford to pay for, my connection needs to be upgraded. I mean, they're going to need to say that to their bosses, because 100% of that $5 million that CEO thinks he's going to save, 100% of that isn't going to drop to the bottom line. He's going to have to spend $1 million of that on helping his people get situated at home, isn't he? Or she?
Well, yeah, and I mean, when this all first started, you know, back however long it was, 2 months or so or longer, you know, people going home to work when we had to start the social distancing, you know, one of the first comments we made on your show and then the people I was talking to is you got to go out and get a better chair than the kitchen chair.
Yeah.
That's just not going to cut
That's
it.
Right.
And that, you know, ergonomics is not a euphemism for mm-hmm. expensive. So, you know, it doesn't mean you got to go out and buy a Herman Miller chair for $800, $900, $1,000. You can get one at Walmart or
Office
Depot.
But I will tell you, they're really nice,
bucks.
Jeff. They're really nice.
They're really nice.
No, seriously. Well, I've got a $900 chair. And I've got a $150 chair, and they're both pretty comfortable.
Yeah, but you got to do it. You know, you either pay the money now, or you're going to see a chiropractor, an orthopedist,
the case may be,
a massage therapist.
To get one that doesn't fatigue you during the day. They may be
right.
comfortable now, but there are certain things, as you said ergonomically, there are certain things that you need to make sure you check on that. That's a really important point. I know people are thinking, why are you talking about chairs? Let me tell you something, folks. If you're going to be in it working all day long, the wrong chairs will fatigue you, and you can't do it as a career. Go ahead. Last thoughts.
Right. No, it's painful. So that's one of the many things, whether it's the chair, whether it's a desk, whether it's
right.
the solitude and where you can
the
actually
room.
Work with no kids around. Got to make
right.
it work. The room,
mm-hmm.
the lighting. There's a lot of things. Chief Home Officer has a lot of good information about
that.
Yeah,
check it
well,
out. Chiefhomeofficer.com, gotwords.com, roadtripmojo.com. I remembered all three of them, folks. I hope he didn't come up with a fourth one. I'll be in trouble. We're going to come back after the break and talk about, is this a good time to start a home-based business? Never mind teleworking. Should you be a home-based business owner? After the break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blessing. See you with us.
Oh, Lord, stalking all who die up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.